From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. and Russian pilots to avoid miscalculation in the skies over Syria. The United States and Russia announced Tuesday they've reached a memorandum of understanding, providing a framework for both countries' aircraft to maintain a safe distance from each other during air operations over Syria. Peter Cook is a Pentagon spokesman.
These protocols include maintaining professional airmanship at all times, the use of specific communication frequencies, and the establishment of a communication line on the ground. The U.S. and Russia will form a working group to discuss any implementation issues that follow.
The agreement covers all types of aircraft, including drones. Cook said this is not part of a broader agreement with Moscow, adding its strategy in Syria is counterproductive and makes the civil war worse. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights Tuesday said Russian airstrikes killed at least 45 people in Latakia province Monday. The U.N. Security Council Tuesday condemned the recent upsurge of violence in Central African Republic, indicating some attacks may amount to war crimes. The country has been in the throes of a deadly sectarian violence since the Muslim Salika Alliance launched a coup in 2013. The statement was read by the current council president, the ambassador to Spain. He spoke through an interpreter.
The Security Council strongly condemns such violence, including all attacks against civilians, intercommunal violence, targeted violence against women and children, lootings of humanitarian premises, and attacks against United Nations peacekeepers.
The council said those responsible for abuses and violations of international human rights and humanitarian law must be held to account, threatening to impose sanctions on those responsible. The statement noted significant progress in voter registration ahead of elections scheduled by year's end. This is VOA News.